Time now for your comments.
We have a few weeks' worth of comments and corrections to catch up on. In a story last month, we referred to millions of Palestinians who fled Israel during the Arab-Israeli War of 1948 and are now seeking the right of return. The actual number at the time they fled was about 750,000, though the population has since grown into the millions. Major John Thomas of the United States Air Force was in Baghdad when he heard a story out of Fort Carson, Colorado, about how soldiers there generally support the war in Iraq. Major Thomas writes that the report, quote, suggested service members are carefully trained how to think and that we are nothing but brainwashed products of the military machine. He adds, military people represent a wide range of political voices about this war. If we choose to serve our country, he writes, don't make patronizing excuses for our behavior.
My story about registering women to vote in Afghanistan drew this comment from Roy Doyon, who is working as a UN elections official in that country. He writes, please note that the international community has not exactly stepped up to the plate to assist Afghanistan. The entire registration and electoral process has been hampered by insufficient funding. He also had this correction: when voter registration began in Afghanistan's cities last December, about 17% of those registering were women, not 10% as I reported.
Some of you gave a vote of no confidence to a statement made in one of our reports that Massachusetts was the birthplace of democracy. James Drew writes that that honor should really go to his hometown, Philadelphia. And Jim Fairbarns of Fairfax, Virginia, writes that putting the birthplace in Boston is just a stretch of fevered Yankee imagination. He says that democracy was born in his state in 1619 with the first meeting of the House of Burgesses. And to further dampen spirits in Massachusetts, it turns out that Boston is not home to the first public library, as was also reported on Morning Edition. Listener Mark Gallup writes that his hometown, Peterborough, New Hampshire, is the home of the first free, tax-supported library in the United States. He says it was established in 1833.
In my interview on the play Safe in Hell, a black comedy based on the Salem, Massachusetts witchcraft trials, we neglected to credit the actors. They are Graham Malcolm, who plays Increase Mather, and Robert Sella, who plays his son Cotton Mather. Send your emails to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.